And we are back moving through this terrific Tuesday afternoon. What a wonderful hour. But boy, here at Mantra Day Radio, we say, oh, wait, we got something else for you. Just stick around for one more hour. Just wait until you hear who is coming up. We have just had such an exciting time to talk with Monsignor Syek. Of course, we continue to pray for him and Monsignor O'Connor as they are on pilgrimage. They said they would take our prayers with them, and we'll continue to pray with them. But it is this Tuesday of a Share-a-thon, and we have very exciting guests. Three guests. Boy, it is like a party over there. There is not a microphone to be used, but they are all gathering around. We are so excited to welcome for this hour Father Eric Anderson, Father Christopher Burnaby, and seminarian Gerardo Perez, all from St. Stephen's Parish in beautiful Portland, Oregon. Good afternoon, Father Eric.
Well, good afternoon. Thanks for having us.
It's a wonderful hour when you are joining us. Of course, we love it even more when you bring Father Burnaby with you. And then now we have a guest seminarian with you. So just share with our listeners a little bit about, well, what's the doings going on for this Easter season from St. Stephen's?
The doings. Well, boy, lots of prayer, lots of gardening, lots of eating.
I remember that feasting. Now, last time you came in, the best way I could describe it as you brought all of us green pumpkins.
Well, that's right. I did. Yeah, winter squash, actually.
The winter squash for Fall Share-a-thon. That was wonderful. I enjoyed that very well. So, busy hands, gardening. What is the plan for the St. Stephen garden this year?
Oh, boy. Well, we've been planting all sorts of things and preparing the beds for a plan. The plan is still in progress.
Oh, I like that.
But it sure looks good. I mean, it already looks good.
Oh, exciting.
So part of the plan is we're getting 5 yards of fine dark hemlock delivered this Saturday.
Okay.
To, make the flower beds look real nice.
Oh, beautiful. I had a wonderful opportunity. It seems to me like one of your wonderful parishioners by the name of Erin had a baby girl, had her baptized there at St. Stephen's.
Yes.
And I am a little sorry to say that that was my first opportunity to actually visit St. Stephen's. You gave me a tour of everything there at St. Stephen's. What an incredible church, a real treasure for the community that attends there. And now, after you said more than 20 years, you will be welcoming students back to your grounds. Tell our listeners who's coming to St. Stephen's.
We are bringing Chesterton Academy of Blessed Pier Giorgio Frassati to the St. Stephen's school building. We have been a school since 1908. In 1908, we had 90 students enrolled for the first class. And in 1927 to 1942, we had a high school there. And the original enrollment was 80 students in the high school. And then that was phased out as Central Catholic was built and phased in. So St. Stephen's was the precursor for Central Catholic High School.
Well, I had no idea. That's incredible.
Yeah.
And wow, what a blessing to have the high school students back on the grounds there and probably our newest Catholic high school in the area.
Yeah.
And just such a wonderful, just a match made in heaven, I suppose it is. And those students are just going to be excited. So, all right, Chesterton Academy, your pastor, he's on. Come on, St. Stephen, your pastor's on. Now, we haven't gotten our marching orders yet, but we know that there is a dollar amount assigned to this $4,000 to get four. Oh, Father Eric, we do have some work cut out for us. We have a challenge ahead of us. We have to raise $4,000 at this hour. Once we get to that goal, $4,000, it will unlock a $4,000 match. Now, if we raise $3,990, we're not going to get the match.
Oh.
We have got to get to $4,000. So you are the pastor to get us there, Father Burnaby. You are there to get us there as well. So let's start this phone ringing. You can see the number in there. Father Burnaby, can you read it to us?
Call now. It's 888-823-5286. Or you can use the Safe and Secure Payment Gateway on moderndayradio.com and the Hail Mary Media app.
All right. So you heard it. Father is calling you to call in right now. 888-823-5286. Go online to moderndayradio.com and use the Hail Mary Media app. It's just one of the wonderful fruits that we have been able to give to our listeners. Absolutely free. You can download it free, use the prayers, use all of the resources. They are there for you. Thank you so much for that call. It is such an exciting hour. Please join us today. 888-823-5286. We're going to get a quick update from Patrick Reiner. Poor Patrick, we're pushing him all over the place. Go to that room. No, go to this room. It is really... You know, poor Pat, you're the executive director, and we're bossing you around this afternoon.
Well, I'm the guy who takes out the garbage, too. So, you know, hey, I get the glamorous job.
Okay.
Yeah. I think, you know, pastors are probably that same way, too. It's like, hey, if the garbage has to get taken out, the toilet has to get fixed, you're the guy.
I love taking out the garbage.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's something about the humility of that honest work. Even though it might smell a little bit sometimes, it's still humbling, but it keeps you grounded. All right. Hey, keeping us grounded and on track, we are pacing really well. $4,000 challenge for the hour. $4,000 to get $4,000. Well on the way. $950 in for the hour already, leaving us $3,050 to go. Want to thank Penelope in Milwaukee at Christ the King Parish. She is a seventh grade student there at Christ the King School, and she sings in the Schola. So thank you, Penelope, great to hear from you. 888-823-5286. That's the number Regina called at Beaverton. She goes to St. Elizabeth Ann Seton. Thank you so much, Regina, for giving us a call. Sherry in Silverton at St. Paul's. Thank you very much for giving us a call down from Silverton today, Sherry. And going online at moderndayradio.com and the Hail Mary Media app, Carrie at St. Joseph the Worker in Yakult. Thank you so much. Great to hear from you, Colt, today. Carrie, we appreciate you getting in online at moderndayradio.com and the Hail Mary Media app. So $3,050 to go. We got to bring it all into the barn, Brian, and then we'll be making hay, okay?
Fantastic. And we got to make hay while the sun shines.
Absolutely.
888-823-5286, the number to call. 888-823-5286 or online, moderndayradio.com or the Hail Mary Media app. So, Father Anderson, with our theme being renew your hope, when you hear those three simple words, what springs to mind immediately for you?
Going to confession.
Well, that's an answer we have not heard in the last day and a half. Please explain more about that.
Well, it gives you peace of soul. It gives you a fresh start in life. And actually, I was just thinking about that as I was looking at Father Burnaby, because oftentimes we're hearing confessions at the same time.
Ah.
And then we have confessions all through, normally we have them all through our Sunday High Mass. And people just, I think between us, we end up hearing like three and a half, four hours of confessions every Sunday. And it's so good. Everybody's happy. Everybody's at peace. And that's what gives you hope. You're at peace?
Yeah, absolutely. Father Burnaby, how about you?
Well, the first thing that came to my mind was the fact that the Annunciation was yesterday.
Ah.
And what I always think about is how Our Lady's our life, our sweetness, and our hope. I'm sure that's probably been mentioned at some point over the course of this. But I just think about how great her intercession is for us and how that's the reason why I was able to hear my vocation.
Beautiful. Well,
pardon me for one second.
Yes, we have to.
And the bell goes ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
We heard the big bell ring down the hall. That's a major gift here for this hour. Thank you so much for that gift. As we have to raise $4,000 to get $4,000, and we have our work cut out for us. A lot of heavy lifting here on the front end in order to take advantage of that extra $4,000. So give us a call, please. 888-823-5286. 888-823-5286. As we are all crammed in here into the studio, and it's like a Catholic fraternity in here. It takes me back to college, all these guys hanging around in the same room. But yeah, we're just talking about holy, the Easter season and all the joy that comes from that. And sometimes I think we kind of peter out before we get to Pentecost. I mean, 50 days is a long time. Sometimes 8 days for the octave of Easter. So how can we keep that fire burning as far as hope goes for ourselves, but then also be that beacon of hope to others and try to renew other people's hope as well?
I think it's good to have, just as we have disciplines for Lent, I think it's also good to have appropriate Easter disciplines as well. So, for instance, during Lent, where our focus is on, you know, fasting,
right,
and prayer and good works. But the fathers all say that we can make up for our poor fasting and poor prayer by almsgiving. And Easter time is a good time to do almsgiving to make up for how we were lacking during the Lenten season.
Well, this would be a perfect time for some almsgiving during the break. Let's take a break, and that way you don't miss anything that the fathers have to say when we come back for it. So during the break, make the call, 888-823-5286. That's 888-823-5286, or go online, MonterdayRadio.com, or the free Hail Mary Media app. We'll be back with more. It is day two, Terrific Tuesday, of the Spring Share-a-thon on Monterday Radio. Terrific Tuesday, day two of the 2024 Spring Share-a-thon here at Monterday Radio. That phone number, 888-823-5286. That's 888-823-5286, or online, MonterdayRadio.com, or the free Hail Mary Media app. And again, we had to raise $4,000 to get $4,000. So we have to do the heavy lifting on the front end. And Patrick Ryan stepping into the studio here. How we doing on that?
Well, the ladies at Christ the King are stuffing me full of cheese.
So. Wait, what?
And it's really good. Really good cheese.
Oh, that's good to know. Thanks.
Hey, we're doing great. Actually, we are well over halfway. 2250 in, 2250 in for that $4,000 dollar for dollar challenge match. So we got to raise the $4,000 to get the $4,000, make it an $8,000 plus hour. 1750 to go. 1750 to go. I want to thank Michael from Newburgh, who goes to St. Stephen Parish here in Portland. Michael, thank you for making that gift online, MonterdayRadio.com and the Hail Mary Media app. We want to hear those phones ring. It slowed down a little bit this afternoon, I think because of the drive, but come on, pick up that phone, give us a call, 888-823-5286, and I'm going back for more cheese.
I bet you are. Well, St. Stephen's, this is your time to shine. We want to hear from you, please, at 888-823-5286. Renew your hope. That is the theme of this Spring Share-a-thon, and something that gives me hope is seminarians. Right, Father Anderson?
Seminarians give me hope, yes. Indeed.
So talk a little bit more about this gentleman here standing to my right.
Well, we have actually one of our parishioners who entered the seminary, and he is on assignment with us for this semester, and it's just been great having him. So we brought him along to the studio.
I'm very thankful to be here. Thank you very much.
This is Mr. Gerardo Perez.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself. How long have you been a member of St. Stephen's?
Well, I've been a member of St. Stephen's going on 3 years
Three years? Yeah.
Kind of with everything that happened during COVID, I ended up finding St. Stephen's, and then I got familiar with Father Eric Anderson, and then after that, I started to really question myself, well, what does the Lord really have in store for me in my vocation? And surely the Lord started opening the doors, and last August, I entered seminary at Mount Angel Abbey, and it's just been a big blessing ever since, and now I am back at St. Stephen's.
Oh. That's beautiful. So much. That is beautiful. This is great. When we invite Father Eric to come, and he's been coming to Share-a-thon for years. And then he said, oh, you know, this year I'm going to bring Father Burnaby with me, and I want to introduce him. And then it's like, oh, okay. And now it's Father Eric's coming, Father Burnaby's coming. And they're like, oh, no, wait, hold on. We're going to bring Gerardo with us, too. And, oh, I think that's beautiful. We've been talking about vocations, Father Eric, and maybe, Gerardo, you can talk about this a little bit as well. All of us can see, maybe sometimes when the person themselves, they don't see Christ, but we see these young men, and we look at them and say, have you thought about being a priest? There is something within you that shines, that I can see Christ's light. Is God calling you to a vocation? It's oftentimes other people see that. Did you see that maybe in Gerardo, and you said to him, Father Eric, have you thought about being a priest?
Well, actually, he came to me and asked me if he could talk to me. And I kind of figured that that's what it was going to be about. And after we'd talked maybe a half hour or so, he finally told me that. This was a couple of years ago.
Wow.
So it's been a great watching him, you know, prepare and discern and then apply and enter the seminary.
And yes, it all started actually by a good friend of mine asking me that same question. Gerardo, what is your vocation? And when he asked me that, he didn't pressure me. He didn't ask in a very demanding way. He just curiously asked me, Gerardo, what is your vocation? And I looked at him kind of confused, and I told him, well, it's marriage. And he's like, how do you know, Gerardo? And I was like, well, I don't know. I just think it's marriage. And he didn't pressure me anymore, but that planted a seed. And I started asking myself, what is my vocation? So that's really what allowed the Lord to really start working in my heart. And now I'm very glad I ended up joining the seminary. Now I think, well, why didn't I do it sooner? And now I'm very glad I'm there. And I've just had a plethora of support there, something that I've never had in my life. And I'm very grateful to God and all my formators there.
Oh, thank you so much for sharing that. I appreciate that so very much. Even when in our own household, we often tell our kids, you know, have you asked God? But Father Burnaby, something you said just a moment ago that I want to get to, too, is because you talked about the Blessed Virgin Mary, how she is calling all of us, all of her children to follow Christ. I think Mary does a lot to instill vocations, especially in young men. Did you find that Mary was kind of pointing you towards the priesthood?
So just like what Gerardo was saying, people look in you and they see something in you that you yourself just can't fathom what it is, because you're living your life every day, just going through your normal life. And then somebody will bring something out of you. Like for my vocation, it all started when I was working at a youth ministry department, and all of a sudden I was forced to pray the rosary. I didn't really understand the rosary. I didn't understand the relationship of Our Lady, because like I said last time, it was Catholic radio that introduced me to the faith in a deeper way. And I just wasn't sure about Our Lady and her role. But then I went on a retreat, first time I'd ever been on a retreat as an adult, and I just took up the rosary and just started touching it for a little bit, playing with it for a little bit on my own. Nobody was forcing me to do it. I wasn't expected anything. And all of a sudden at the end of the retreat, that was the grace. And the grace that I received praying with the Franciscan Friars of the Renewal was the rosary, Mama Mary, she's my mother too. And from there, that enabled me when I went on a vocation discernment retreat, just like Gerardo was on the vocation discernment retreat leading a bunch of the guys saying, hey, I'm the seminarian. You guys want to be like me? Come on. Join with us. And so a lot of the guys had a good time there. It was me praying the rosary, literally like Padre Pio is the experience, trying to pray it as the background of everything that it is that I did, that enabled me to receive the grace where I heard at the vocation retreat, God wanted me to be his priest, and in a way that I couldn't deny it or delay it. And it was all set up because of just fingering those beads with Our Lady and saying, be the background of everything in my life. And so when you let Our Lady just be the background of everything in your life, then she opens up those avenues to see where you couldn't even fathom where hope could actually be found.
Mm, Amen to that. And be who God wants you to be and let Mama Mary point you. You know, you prayed those rosaries, those Hail Marys, but we know our Mama, boy, it doesn't end with her. Mm-hmm. She is always pointing us to her Son. And thank you so much for sharing that. Just allow it to be open for our families too. And allow what you are hearing on the radio today. Be an inspiration to those listening now to call in this hour. You think about those young people now who are going to be at St. Stephen's, who will be learning, who will be pointed to our Lord through the Blessed Virgin Mary and with St. Stephen through his intercession too. Boy, Pat, with being able to talk about vocations, it is incredible, and it's lovely to hear how Catholic radio plays a part, whether you're listening to Catholic Answers, whether you are using it to pray the rosary. Maybe you're sitting in the back of the van when you were a little young person listening, because that's what your mom had
like
on the
Eric.
Radio. Just like little Eric.
You know, we are seeing, I noticed this trend happening throughout this Share-a-thon, and that is prayers that we're getting for vocations. It seems to be a dominant prayer theme that we're seeing this time around. So very exciting to see. But I've noticed that over and over, this theme of pray for vocations, pray for my priest, all these prayers coming in regarding vocations. Love to see that. And of course, we pray for each and every intention. It's part of what we do here is prayer. It's a pretty big cornerstone of our ministry. And hey, helping us keep that going, I want to thank Kathy. Kathy in Vancouver goes to St. Stephen Catholic Church. Thank you so much, Kathy, for giving us a call. 888-823-5286. That's the number that Susan in Silverton called. Susan goes to St. Paul there in Silverton. Thank you so much. All right, great hour. So far, we have got 2750 in for the hour. 2750 in, 1250 to go. You know, a bell ringer would almost get it right there for us.
Well, let's hear that bell ring.
But we got to get all 4,000, Brian.
That's right. Got to get the first 4,000 in the barn, and then we get an additional 4,000. So if you are out there listening, what an opportunity for you to really just step up right now. Consider prayerfully how much of that you can take on, and then give us a call. 888-823-5286. That's 888-823-5286. If we raise 4,000, then that unlocks an additional 4,000, an $8,000 hour on this terrific Tuesday, day two of the spring Share-a-thon. And I hate to jinx it, but we have hit all of our goals so far, and we don't want to stop now. St. Stephen's, where are you? It's your time to shine. Let's hear from you, please, at 888-823-5286, or go online, materdeiradio.com, or the Hail Mary Media app. So I'd like to know more about this vocation retreat and any other events that maybe you guys have coming up on the future.
Well, so we didn't have a vocation to retreat at our parish, but it was the vocation to retreat of the diocese. And Gerardo was on that. And maybe you could speak to him a little bit about everything that you did there, because it was pretty amazing when you shared with me some of the graces that you got meeting with the men.
Yeah. Tell us about it.
Normally the vocation retreat is in the beginning of the year, sometime in January. Sometimes they switch it, but the Archdiocese of Portland does a great job of promoting it. And yeah, there was a lot of graces this year. A lot of men actually went to the vocation retreat, and it was great. I had not seen, it was roughly, I think, between 25 to 27 young men that were there. And there was a lot of graces. And the beauty about it is that Archbishop Sample actually leads the retreat, and he's there with the seminarians all weekend long. And he is just there pretty much guiding and supporting us throughout the whole process, as well as the vocation director, Father Peter Julia, shout outs to him. And all of them are there just helping us answer the question of, is the Lord leading us here, of pursuing the priesthood? And truly, the real discernment starts when we go to seminary. Mm-hmm. That is the true discernment. So anybody can, you know, think about, oh, well, maybe I can go into seminary, I'm discerning my vocation. But if we don't take that next step of going into seminary, then we truly won't know. Just kind of like with marriage, you could be discerning marriage, but if you're not seeing dating anyone, then are you truly discerning marriage? Well, it's the same thing that applies for seminary.
Absolutely. 888-823-5286. And Brenda, wow, these are just incredible stories. So uplifting. And I know it's renewing my hope. How about you?
Oh, absolutely. It is renewing not only my hope, but you said Archbishop Sample, who leads that vocation retreat. I was spending a little bit of time scrolling through my phone today. I follow Archbishop Sample on his social media platforms. He put out another message. Do you know that he said in that message, there are 11 applications for the seminary this year. 11 applications. Wow. That Father Julia has. Prayers do matter. Prayers help. And you can just see the fruits of those prayers. And of course, the way that Archbishop Sample was so renewed and excited and invigorated. So if you have social media, we understand our children, that's the way they connect with each other. Make sure that you get their phones, you open up their social media, Facebook, Instagram, you make them follow Archbishop Sample. They will be uplifted. They can't help. There are all these things online that are trying to tear our young people down, make them doubt who they are, make them not see themselves the way God sees them. Archbishop Sample will make sure through his post that they are uplifted and that they know that they are loved by our Archbishop the way that Christ loves them and the way that Our Lady loves them. If you have been uplifted in a way this hour, well, please call. We've got $1,250. $1,250 to go. Oh, a little over 20 minutes. So I think maybe we should go into a break. Yeah, Brian will lead us in. And then when we get back, boy, we've got the finish this hill, Brian.
We do, yeah. We are within striking distance, but again, we cannot overemphasize this enough. We have to collect all $4,000 in order to lock that additional $4,000. So please, help us out. $1,250 to go, 20 minutes to do it. Call now during the break so that when we come back, you can just enjoy the rest of our time with St. Stephen. So that number is 888-823-5286, or go online, MontredayRadio.com, or use the Hail Mary Media app. Terrific Tuesday, day two of the Spring Charathon, back with more here on Montreday Radio.
This is Montreday Radio's 2024 Spring Charathon. Renew your hope and join us in sharing this great joy by leading souls to Jesus through the Blessed Virgin Mary. Please consider making your gift now by calling our volunteers at 888-823-5286 or go online to our secure payment gateway at MontredayRadio.com and the Hail Mary Media app. Thank you for your prayerful generosity, and God bless you.
A portion of every gift Montreday Radio receives during our 2024 Spring Charathon will be going into our Catholics Cares campaign, benefiting the Grotto, the national sanctuary of our sorrowful mother, celebrating 100 years in Portland as a place of peace, prayer, and natural beauty. Chris Blanchard, executive director of the Grotto, explains how the past is linked to the future during this centennial celebration.
The inaugural Mass at the Grotto was celebrated by Archbishop Alexander Christie. So now the bookend to that is going to be a Mass celebrated by Archbishop Alexander Sample. I think the cemetery is beautiful.
From that first Mass and dedication of the Sanctuary of Our Sorrowful Mother on May 29, 1924, to the Centennial Celebration Mass of September 2024, generations have found inspiration through Our Lady of Sorrows on the grounds of the Grotto.
The Grotto is your sanctuary in Portland. It's a place for all of you to come, like people have come for the last 100 years. Spend time there, pray there, connect with our Blessed Mother. You will not be disappointed by the peace and the tranquility and the presence of God you will feel when you walk through the gates.
Recently, that peace and tranquility was interrupted by one of the worst winter storms ever to hit the Pacific Northwest, leaving behind a trail of destruction in its path.
We had 600-foot Douglas firs just come down outright. Then another four had to be taken down because they fell and got snagged in other trees. The gigantic stumps had to be ground out. We did lose an upstairs public bathroom that got a 108-foot tree came smashing through it. But we suffered a lot of other damage, principally to irrigation lines that got torn up when trees came down and sidewalks got ripped up. And it looks like there's crop circles in the plaza where the trees came down.
In addition to the havoc left behind by the winter storm, there was also a recent break-in at the Servite Monastery in the upper level of the grotto that left behind damage and served as a very valuable point of spiritual reflection for the priest serving at the National Sanctuary of Our Sorrowful Mother.
A lot of glass, a lot of windows got busted, and there's some sacred art that need to be replaced inside the monastery. Our young priests, they're very resilient. They have to take on the burden of so many people that they've heard these stories firsthand, and I'm amazed at how generous they are. They're both so thankful that the perpetrator of that incident was not injured in any way.
Despite these challenges, the heartfelt support of the community has been uplifting for the Grotto's executive director, Chris Blanchard, and his team.
It's just a blessing to see so many people who love the Grotto and love what we stand for so much that they would give their wealth and their time to help us clean up what was quite a mess.
And as the Grotto enters its second century of service to the community, things are changing. The Grotto's Visitor Center is becoming a new interpretive center to help future guests better understand the mission of the National Sanctuary of Our Sorrowful Mother.
We've begun to take that visitor center, trying to make it a more educational experience to better connect people with the Grotto, better connect people with the Servite Ministries, and let us better explain the spirituality of our beautiful sanctuary.
These improvements will allow future guests to better connect with the main themes that drive the mission of the Grotto.
We've got themes that I think people will be able to identify with. Our connection with our Blessed Mother, that is one of the central themes. The St. Peregrine devotion, people who are suffering from cancer, their families, other people with serious illnesses, receive a blessing from our friars, and that's going to be one of the central themes inside this new interpretive center. So it's really exciting.
You can be a part of this excitement. A portion of every gift we receive during Mater Dei Radio's 2024 Spring Share-a-thon goes into our Catholics Care campaign, benefiting the National Sanctuary of Our Sorrowful Mother, the Grotto in Portland. Make your gift now and show that Catholics care at Mater Dei Radio, the bridge between your faith and everyday life.
Welcome back to Mater Dei Radio's 2024 Spring Share-a-thon. Renew your hope and join us in sharing this great joy by leading souls to Jesus through the Blessed Virgin Mary.
888-823-5286. That's 888-823-5286. And we got about 14 minutes left. Again, we want to emphasize that we have to raise $4,000 in order to unlock the additional $4,000, making it a big $8,000 hour for us here on day two on Terrific Tuesday. And the phones have been ringing.
Close.
Are we within that striking
close.
Distance?
Oh, we're very close. $3,250 in, $3,250 in, $750 to go. $750. So you know, one prayer shawl would do it. We got some beautiful prayer shawls, and we haven't had one this afternoon go out the door.
We had
one this morning, but we need one to go out now, and that would get the $4,000 and make it an $8,000 plus hour. Let's do it. Let's do it for St. Stephen's. Hey, I want to thank Matthew in Clackamas. Goes to Christ the King Parish. Thank you so much. Asking for prayers for the 40 Days for Life campaign.
Great.
That is wonderful. Thank you, Matthew, for giving us a call. 888-823-5286. You can also go online, materdeiradio.com and the Hail Mary Media app. We can't leave it here. 750 to go. Who is going to step up and help us push it over the top? I think it's you. I think you're being called.
Call us and let us know. 888-823-5286.
And talking about prayer shawls, we do have Marine Haven available, also God's Rainbow. And this afternoon, we added Rose Garden and Star of the Sea. So speaking of the website, you can go to materdayradio.com and you can see all of these beautiful prayer shawls. So if you can make a gift of $750 or more, you will be eligible. Just make sure you specify which one of the four that you would like. And then you're going to help us get to that goal. We have to raise $4,000 to get $4,000. So let's hear that phone ring, please, at 888-823-5286, 888-823-5286, or materdayradio.com, or the Hail Mary Media app. Brenda, what an exciting afternoon.
I tell you what. Ooh, I love that sound. Thank you so much. That means a pledge came in online. I love these new prayer shawls that were added. Rose Garden. I was talking earlier with Pat on the Morning Blend. We were talking about planting the garden, the things that you had to do in April. You can plant a Mary garden. And, you know, there's the different things that can go in the Marian garden. You plant rosemary. You can plant marigolds. You can plant roses. And this is that beautiful shades of pink and lavender that roses come in. Of course, we remember Our Lady. And it was just during the Lenten season that we were singing Ave Maristella. Our Lady, Star of the Sea, guide us. And you have that beautiful prayer shawl, Star of the Sea. I absolutely love that one. So if you want to get us to that $750 goal that we have left, you will be eligible to receive one of those. So please, when you make your pledge, either put it in the notes or let the volunteer know when you make your pledge over the phone that you want one of those beautiful prayer shawls. David, of course, was here this morning talking about those. What a beautiful gift. Maybe you have a mother who for many years listened to Mater Dei Radio, a gift in her name. Receive the prayer shawl. Give that to her for this Mother's Day. That would be wonderful. And of course, the beautiful prayers that are prayed as the ladies are knitting those. So won't you please give us a call in any amount that you can support us today. We would so appreciate it. 888-823-5286. $250 to go. That's wow. It. Boy, they're just moving down. So we started. We've got $4,000 to unlock. $4,000. We've got 10 minutes. Who is going to be able to get us $250 to go?
So, Father Burnaby, you had mentioned that Catholic radio had played a very important part in your journey of faith. So maybe some words of encouragement here in these final 10 minutes to try to get people off the fence and pick up the phone and call in their pledge of support.
Catholic radio has done so much for me. And every time I come up here, I get asked this question because it is an important thing. I mean, Catholic radio, there's something about the medium of radio that what happens is that it's your attention is all focused on words. It's the one media that's so focused on being able to get a message out that's clear, that's understandable. And you're when you're driving around, whatever it is that you're doing, you can always focus on the clear words going out on the airwaves all over. And so for me, just to be able to hear my faith proclaimed in such a way, and I was just a regular college student. It's not like I was listening to the radio all the time, but somehow it hit me just right there at that moment when I was all attention, waiting for God to give me a direction in my life. And that's what happened. Opened up everything for me, so much so that it knocked down every question that I would have had. So many questions that I didn't even have on my own, such that my cousins would call up to me and say, hey, I'll call myself Father Burnaby now because that's how I like to refer to myself as. But they'd call me up and they'd say, hey, I've got a question with my faith. I've got a struggle with what's going on. They went to Catholic school K-12. I didn't go to any Catholic school whatsoever. And I'd help them through all their difficulties in faith, all their struggles that they were going on, the questions that they had encountering the liberal world in college and everything that's going on with them. And I was able to give them the exact answer with scripture backing it up and everything like this, the way it worked in tradition. And they were saying, wow, cousin, where do you know this stuff? How many books do you read to be able to do this and to answer it so freely? I said, I've never picked up a single book. I just listen to Catholic radio. You can do the same. And that's how amazing Catholic radio is. Just to be able to listen to Catholic radio, I'm able to give all those answers without even touching a single book. I didn't own a book. I wouldn't have read a book. but I listened to the radio, and I listened to it as long as I was awake, and that's what changed my life.
That is beautiful. 888-823-5286. Where else are you going to hear these incredible stories of faith, of hope? It's right here on Mater Dei Radio. And if you've heard anything in the last couple of days that has touched your heart, take that as a prompting from the Holy Spirit that you need to continue to support this radio ministry that has been serving this area for 34 years. And we want to continue going strong well into the future. It's not just radio. It is the website, materdeiradio.com. It is that free Hail Mary media app that has gone beyond the Portland area. It is global. We have, I can't even remember how many countries that Mater Dei Radio has been heard in thanks to that Hail Mary media app. And if you've given in the past, you played a part in that. So please, let's continue that ripple effect. Let's toss that stone into these waters at 888-823-5286, 888-823-5286. We are so incredibly close. We still need a couple of phone calls, please. We have to raise the $4,000 in order to unlock that other $4,000. If we get $3,750, we don't get that additional.
No match.
No match. We got to get that additional $250, Brenda.
You know, and we have gotten down there. People said, well, look, they started at $4,000. All they need is $250 left. Somebody else will do this. Somebody else is listening and they will act. Somebody else is you. Somebody else is you. We are talking to you at this moment. Maybe you're in your kitchen getting dinner prepared. You can see your children playing in the yard. You're the one that is meant to call. Maybe you're getting ready to leave your office. You know that you've got traffic ahead. It's Portland. We understand. Take a moment and make your pledge. You're the one that we are talking to right now. We are so very close. Who is going to make that call? Well, that person is you.
Absolutely. So, you know, we really have an opportunity for someone to be a hero here, because at that $250, if you could take that at $20 a month, you have an opportunity to turn this into an $8,000 hour. So we just need that guardian angel to pick up the phone and call that $250 in, and wow, we're going to get to celebrate $8,000. So before we go to the top of the hour break, our executive director, Patrick Ryan, joining us here in the studio, and we've got some people to thank who have got us so close to this $4,000 goal.
Well, let me be the first to say we are close. We're over.
All right. We're over.
We did it. So all $4,000 coming in, and that makes it an $8,000 plus hour. So we're on the plus side right now. Want to thank Robbie in Beaverton, goes to St. Stephen's. This is what I love to hear. He said he's so appreciative of our clergy. We're lucky to have them. They are holy and prayerful. Love that. Thank you so much, Robbie, for sharing that with us. Also, Matthew got in from Clackamas, goes to Christ the King. Thank you so much, Matthew, for that gift at 888-823-5286. Craig went online to make his gift. Craig lives in Oregon City and goes to St. Stephen's Catholic Church. Thank you so much, Craig. Lucian, also a member of St. Stephen. Lucian out in Beaverton. Thank you for that generous online gift at materdeiradio.com and the Hail Mary Media app. And doing it the old-fashioned way, giving us a call at 888-823-5286. We heard from Philip in Vancouver, who goes to St. Stephen's in Portland. Thank you so much, Philip, for that wonderful gift. We appreciate that. So we are over, and it's an $8,000 plus hour. Love it. Fantastic. Thank you so much. Yeah. St. Stephen's. Wow.
That is just wonderful. And Father Eric, what a testament to your vocation and the way that you meet the needs of your parishioners and the young people. We see a revitalization and an excitement in the faith of those who are attending St. Stephen's. And of course, now to have Chesterton Academy bringing students back onto the campus. We are so appreciative of you and of your parishioners. Father Eric, before we end our hour and time with you today, will you end us in a prayer and your blessing?
I sure will. Let us pray. O God, who didst vouchsafe to give joy to the world through the resurrection of thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, grant, we beseech thee, that through his mother, the Virgin Mary, we may obtain the joys of everlasting life, Through the same Christ, our Lord. Amen. And may the divine assistance remain always with us. Amen. And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.
Amen. Oh, take a victory. You can't move around. You might just have to run in circles, but take a victory lap. Thank you so very much.
Thank the Lord.
Wow, what an exciting, exciting hour that was. So, St. Stephen, pray for all of us. Watch over all of us. And it's just been such a great afternoon. So, what do you have again coming up next? Is there some opportunities for people to maybe come to St. Stephen's and maybe see what I was able to see in that beautiful church?
Well, one thing I can think of is that we're starting the Nine Tuesdays Novena to St. Anthony of Padua next Tuesday, April 16th. It goes for 9 Tuesdays before his feast each June. And we also have a video series for that Novena on our parish YouTube channel. What do you think, Father Burnaby?
Well, I was told that we might have a philosophy night coming up.
Oh, that's right. We have philosophy night and a theology night coming up, too.
Topic to be determined on that theology night.
Philosophy nights on Anthony Esalen's book, Nostalgia, Going Home in a Homeless World.
Ooh, that sounds interesting.
It does, and it's wonderful. I love these philosophy nights because I believe we've talked about them before. High school age and up.
Yes.
Young people are so hungry for the truth of their faith. Don't need to bring it down. You need to elevate those levels. These philosophy nights are intense. They are full of theology. And there are young minds that are really excited to know and learn and know our Lord. So it's just, again, such a wonderful opportunity. Of course, everything that is going on at St. Stephen's, you're going to find it on the community calendar there as well.
And that philosophy night is also this coming Tuesday at 7 p.m.
Well, just share. You're going to have to start, like, sharing, coordinating off. This is Father Burnaby's area to teach. This is Father Eric's area to teach. And, of course, your seminarian, Gerardo, he's going to have to be getting involved in all of that as well. So a very vibrant, active parish in St. Stephen's. Brian, wow. What an exciting afternoon. The sun's out outside, and the sun is shining here in Mater Dei Radio.
Absolutely. We are just beaming with hope, and what a great way as we continue through Terrific Tuesday, this day two of our spring share-a-thon, and we've had incredible guests, and the phone's been ringing, and the internet's been dinging. So we want to thank everybody that has called and helped us to reach that huge hour, and we're going to go to break now and start our final hour of day two. Thank you so much for spending this time with us and getting those phones ringing. We appreciate it. All right. Well, if you want to, you can call during the break, and then you can just enjoy this final hour of Terrific Tuesday, 888-823-5286, or go online, MontredeiRadio.com, or the Hail Mary Media app, and we will wrap up day two right after this.